Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Cheerio.
You pulling a trigger.
Denny's.
Denny's waitress who's been smoking in between every delivery.
What can I get you? You need a cup of coffee.
You need some pancakes.
Apologies if there are a lot of dog barking in the background. People have already started firing off artillery. Started firing off fireworks at 7 o'clock in the afternoon, and the neighborhood dogs are activating the air raid sirens.
So, winter and dark.
Yeah,
like, I'll take them at 7 o'clock in the afternoon rather than 1 o'clock in the morning.
It's gonna be 1 o'clock in the morning too.
It will. Yeah.
Look, we can hope.
I'm just glad I'm working Thursday and not tomorrow, because if I had to go to sleep and then hear that shit, I might just be mag dumping into the air. In rage. Anyway.
Also, Bird, your XP counter's behind.
Tragic.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it? I didn't check.
We should be at 162 because we had session last week. Its last update was on the 10th.
We did not.
Or we had not last week, but the 16th.
On the 16th. So yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all got an XP on.
Still out of date. So wrong day. Okay.
He is correct.
I was verifying mine and realized that I was ahead.
Thank you for keeping that straight with me.
Good spot. Okay. Yeah. So, jumping back in with a little recapification. The squad continued setting things in order in Dixon. They took about a day and a half to basically feed the whole damn town as best they could manage. In a here, let's get you back on your feet type situation, not a you can rely on us to feed you forever type manner. And met a man at the courthouse who turned out to be Kenneth, the custodian, that Tiernan's, Antric was dipping out. I was like, what the fuck?
Good boy. Sorry. Detection.
Tiernan, did a little bit of entropy magic and found the most likely person to lead the town, and it led him to Kenneth. And Kenneth, helped them bring the town together and work on building some kind of governing body to keep them alive in the immediate future. A big part of that was visiting the large prison north of the town and kind of parlaying with them a bit and convinced the majority of them to try and integrate into the town. Most of the prisoners were turned loose when the change started. The ones deemed too dangerous by the warden were left locked up until they self-liberated, but decided to turn the prison into their own little fort. Some of them did not want to go along with the let's play nice and be part of the town routine. Preferring instead a let's make the whole place burn route, and ran off on their own to parts unknown at present. And that was something that the party had decided they wanted to investigate.
Yeah, Jesse wants to hunt those fuckers down.
They also did a little bit of polite looting while in Dixon as the agreed upon payment for their services in killing the creature and the frog people. And the food, to the tune of quite a bit of militarily useful stuff from the National Guard armory. Obviously, bullets, grenades, guns aren't useful in the traditional sense, but steel is. And they made off with a good list of things that we have documented in our supplies and trade tracking. I believe that is pretty much the bulk of everything covered in a quick and dirty fashion. And we find ourselves basically, well, there's two ways we can approach this. We can get to the evening of that last day where you guys were feeding and organizing things with the town, or we can have you guys take a snooze and reapproach in the morning.
Jesse won't want to wait that long.
Yeah, no, we don't want to you guys get too far.
Yeah. We gotta the potentially dangerous ones need to be handled ASAP.
Very valid.
Maybe at night.
Yeah.
Since that's like close.
We can totally do that. What is my diff for?
I am going to make a reminder. If we're doing this at night, we already have a group that has skipped one night of sleep. I'm not saying we don't do it. I do just want to remind people of that before we start building a whole plan out, in case that is something they want to note and changes their ideas.
Don't we have, like, life and mind mages that can, in, like...
We can probably get around it to some degree. Like I said, I am just noting it out. Because I don't want to get, half an hour into this plan.
Smart, but this isn't going to take all night, probably. And we'll just sleep in for a late morning, and one night of sleep, or one night of missed sleep will be all it is. One night of missed sleep into a late night is much better than two nights of missed sleep.
Mm-hmm. So I would like to use a combination of correspondence, life, time, and entropy to hunt these guys down. I have correspondence 3, life 2, entropy 4, time 4.
Okay.
What is my diff? I would also like to get an idea of which direction they're planning on heading. Or which direction seems most likely that they would be heading, I guess. I don't have mind, so I can't determine what they're thinking about it.
Fair.
Pathfinding.
Yeah. That is a doable thing with entropy. You at least get the possibilities.
Also, do you want it to be 2 separate roles to figure out where they currently are and where they're planning on going?
I'm actually going to say yes.
Okay, I thought you might. Okay, and what's my diff for those?
This should be a pretty bog standard entropy roll.
You'd be looking at what? Correspondence 2, life 1, entropy 2, time 2.
Yeah. So it should be like a diff 5.
Okay. I'm gonna 5 use
unless they go in the sanctum. Oh, no, wait, it's not her paradigm.
Yeah,
so,
I was about to say, as the orphan, that's not my spot. I'm going to use a quintessence.
To be fair, right now, that's none of our spot except for Astoria and Tyr.
That's still 2/5 of the party. That's almost half of us. Okay, with the quintessence, it's going to be 4 successes on the first roll of tracking them down.
Okay.
And 3 successes on trying to discern their direction that they're going after that.
All right.
Before she does that, number one, who all's going? Are we all going?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mind link. Jesse would like to share this information, and Lord knows she's not good with words.
I believe we had been in a mind link at the end of last one.
I just didn't know if we were still in that mind link.
That is the question.
I would say probably not, because that was y'all started that off at kind of like the beginning of the day, and it was a fairly long day.
Okay, I will 4 successes worth of start that. So Chase and Jesse, obviously. And then probably what, Astoria and Olathe?
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
What, are we not bringing the old man?
Yeah. I can roll again to work more of it if Benji wants more than 1 success per person. Or, you know what I mean? I had 4 successes, that's 4 people. Can I get the rest of the party with a mind link for the sharing, or do I need more successes?
You'll need 1 more roll.
Okay.
That is how we have gone, but traditionally is a success per person. So,
well, that is 1 success on the second roll. So,
that'll fucking do it.
So yeah, Tiernan, also in a mind link.
Okay. Jesse.
Pretty late. It's evident.
The group that dipped out in the night, you get some mixed conflicting information. What you're able to determine is that group's cohesiveness lasted about 2 miles before they split into 2 separate groups. One of which appears to have reached the small town of Polo, or the outskirts of it at least, to the north of Dixon. About as far as they could get on a day's travel, having left at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And the other one is kind of wandering off to the west. You have a decent enough grasp of the area by this point, with correspondence. They are pretty much making a accidental beeline for where the dragons are.
Okay, so we go toward the ones in the city and let the dragons take care of the wanderers.
We go towards the ones in the city, and the... Where did you say it was? What was the name?
Polo's a town.
Polo, okay. Yeah, we go to the ones in Polo.
Yep.
Hunt them down and murder them first. But then we also go after the other group because we really... don't need to risk, hey, our allies let prisoners go free and then they became our problem. That doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
So we will handle that before they get there, but that's, you know, less urgent because they can handle it themselves as opposed to the people in...
Case, would you like to step through and let them know?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Where go? Oh, no.
Okay. Chase, you're going through the door to...
I'm gonna go plant that door frame we made before we set out in a nearby field.
Mm-hmm.
Just anywhere that's relatively not in sight.
Okay.
Stick that into the ground and head over with Samson.
With Samson. All right. Anyone doing anything in particular while he's gone or insisting on going with him? Just putting that out there.
he would ask at least one person. I was debating on who he would ask if no one wants to, but
Jesse would probably want to go.
Oh, Lathas willing to go.
Astoria is not.
Yeah.
We all salute to Astoria and Jessica. You kids have fun. Don't do anything. Don't do most things I would do, and specifically not anything I wouldn't do. And I'll be right back.
That list would take me way too long to figure out. Thanks, though.
Out of character, you want me to make this more difficult for you, Ben, or you want the easy route?
Easy route? I don't what.
Okay. Olathe technically has a treasure she should be picking up from them at some point.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll worry about that later.
You can just pick that up, and Chase can go wait in line for an audience with whoever is deemed appropriate. Probably just ask the closest guard he sees. Hey, man, I'm from Kirkland. You probably recognize me at this point. I got some, semi-important information that may become you guys' problem. And Jesse, how far is it?
God, how far is it?
They'll probably be there. If they, sleep at some point tonight, they'll probably be there sometime tomorrow-ish, tomorrow morning-ish.
Do you say hi to my friends?
Potato.
Hi, friends.
Child.
Hey, potato.
Hello.
And say hi.
Hello, hi. Friend.
Okay.
All right. Ready to go to bed?
No.
No.
That's too bad.
Chase. You step through your door to arrive in Clinton, where the fairies live. And it is notably a much deeper winter here than it has been in most of the places that you have seen.
I hate that.
It's real wintry. All the houses are buttoned up tight. There's still people going to and fro, as well as obvious changelings going to and fro. But the river here is definitely frozen. It's definitely should not be this cold, but it is that cold here for sure.
And if I remember correctly, Chase's key was allowed to link to just a little shack, basically just outside the castle walls.
Yep. Just on the other side of the river. So you pop out of the shack and you're pretty much next to the trolls that guard the river. Out here, because you'll recall when you cross the bridge and get onto the island, it's one of those kind of pocket dreaming dimensions where you can see people's fairy forms. On this side of the river, you just see two exceptionally large guys in armor. That look like trolls out here. Unless you go looking for that. But yeah, they're wrapped up in layers of fur over top of their armor. And when you pick one of them out, he's like, "Yeah, bro, I remember you. What you got?"
To make a long story short, a town not too far away from here is doing some restructuring to attempt to survive. That concluded with the release of quite a few prisoners, most of which chose to integrate, some of which chose to probably become bandits. We are working on hunting those down. There is one group that may be here by tomorrow morning if we haven't hunted them down before then. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up. Who do I need to talk to?
I can pass that along. We'll send a dragon. Won't be a problem.
We were planning to handle it ourselves, but if you guys don't mind sending a dragon,
they're coming our way. I'm sure the queen will handle it.
We'll try to race you to it. All right, then. It is quite cold here.
Yeah, man. You know, Winter Queen, it's her time. Give it about a month or so. Verdant Sovereign will be back, and it'll be, you know, cool. But not, you know, like this. That was a bad joke.
The Verdant Sovereign, you said, yes?
Yeah, man. You met him the last time.
Okay. I can never remember if you guys go with two courts or four. So, in that case, really appreciate you passing that up. Obviously, we didn't want this to become your problem, and we're going to try not to make it your problem. And you guys have a good one, then.
You too, man. Don't freeze to death.
I got magic. It's fine. Probably. As he turns to leave, I'm going to lean over to Jesse. Remind me that I want to test if fire magic works around here at some point.
I mean, I can test it right now. I literally just have to snap my finger.
Yeah. I think I'm going to try to be a little more subtle about it.
as they're walking away, Jesse's gonna like, okay, so I don't know how many of you guys are familiar, but you know when you light a cigarette and it's windy and you like cover the butt of the cigarette while you're lighting it? She's gonna do that, but with her thumb. Like she's gonna cover one hand with the other hand, and she's just gonna snap and create fire above her thumb like it's a little lighter. An unnecessary four successes.
Okay. It works. You feel a little resistance.
The answer is barely.
A little bit trickier than it ought to have been.
Yeah, especially considering she has a rote for it. So yeah, she's gonna tell Chase, she's gonna go, it works, but barely.
If Aletha notices that, could she light a cigarette off of that?
Jesse is not going to let you. No, yeah, she's not going to let you. It's a very quick fire and then it's out. But even if you ask, she would say no.
The fuck?
Absolutely.
Right, literally
not.
The fuck. Of every person in the party to light your cigarette.
I know, that's the entertaining part.
The audacity of this bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chase.
That audacity's gone barely. Both ways.
Cool. We'll keep that in mind then.
Yeah, it's good to know.
I bet you ice works here, though.
I wonder what gave that away.
No. I mean, if there's enough of a magical imbalance here that fire is more difficult to create, ice may be less difficult to create. Not just that it works, sorry. Like some elemental planar shifting shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys, I assume, step back through the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You pop back out with the rest of the party. When the door opens to allow their return, the rest of you get a really strong gust of wind accompanying like a whole ass snow flurry coming through the door that is much, much colder than it is here.
Chase promptly begins rubbing his hands together to try to warm them back up in the not particularly warm but less cold air. All right. That was terrible. But the fairies are cool. So they said they were going to send a dragon. I said we would try to beat them to it because, you know, we'll handle our own problems. But it sounds like it's handled either way.
I mean, honestly, for the sake of our own safety, I'm fine with just letting the dragons handle it. It ain't necessarily a problem that we made. It was a problem that they decided to create. I don't take ownership of those fuckwads leaving. And if they're sending dragons, they're sending dragons.
Those people are free pretty much directly because of us.
I mean, this place wasn't our problem to begin with, so I mean, like...
No, but allies that cause you problems are allies that you don't care to support later.
I still don't think we caused the problem. If anything, I think we showed up, fixed some problems, and they decided to make problems, and we've taken care of it by unleashing some fucking dragons and fae. My hands are clean. And
they as the allies were causing problems.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A complete side note. Is there a blizzard there?
Yeah, it's cold as fuck, freezing. Dude.
It's not my next vacation spot.
Their current regent is
cold.
Yeah, no. It's their current regent is the Winter Queen. In everything that sounds like it means.
Those people are going to go die in the cold.
Probably.
Only if they make it through. It's like a pocket dimension.
Noted.
Regardless, they have dragons, and if we don't want to be extra careful with it, that is fine. If we think this is good enough, I'm cool with that. I'm just paranoid because they have dragons, and I don't want to annoy them.
If you told them we're going to try and beat them to it, I think we probably stick to that so we don't get any unpleasant consequences.
Yeah.
We'll take it a little slow then. How about that? With any luck, we show up right as the dragons are finishing them off, and then we can say we tried.
Workable enough.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. So on to, what was it, pool table?
What?
Polo.
Marco Polo, ain't you ever been in a pool?
I don't know how to swim.
I think that's how he got to the pool table.
Are you serious? No,
that's
here. You, motherfucker! I was gonna have to teach you.
No, I'm good.
Be a nice turnaround, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be cool to finally be the teacher.
Okay.
You teach me to fish.
I got you there. Yeah, abso-fucking-lutely.
I know how to construct one fish trap as per the survival manual issued to me by the technocracy when I started doing contracts for them.
I will teach you all sorts of kinds of fishing. I got you. Teach you how to fish with your fucking hands in the river by my house.
See, the manual, honestly, from reading that manual, I'm more confident in being able to find fish bait than I am in being able to find fish.
They got weird priorities.
Anyway, we've got bigger fish to fry, and yes, that was all leading up to that pun. Let's get moving.
Wait, so you don't want to learn how to fish?
I do want to learn how to fish with Jesse. Bonding and puns. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh boy, what could be better?
Jessica not just giggles.
See? Your girlfriend's laughing.
I like puns.
Exactly.
That's because we both had the same sense of humor chip installed.
Jessie looks like she took that seriously. And she's like, oh.
That tracks.
Part of the brainwashing, I guess.
Oh,
you telling me you got a chip in your head, too?
Add fish puns and bonding?
Wait, Jessie, did you not know that I have a chip in my head?
No. How would I have known that?
Oh my god. Hang on. Aletha taught you how to, like, see life patterns and shit, right? And I know I taught you how to see material patterns.
Well, yeah,
look at both of those.
Had a reason. Oh my god.
Chase is just gonna, like, stop mid-walking down wherever we're walking to and just grab Jesse's hands, put them on the sides of his head, and, like, lean forward so the top of his head is towards her face.
Three successes to see how what percentages of fucking metal and flesh are in this motherfucker.
It looks like there's a metal spider in his brain.
Yeah, it's like wrapped around his sphenoid sinus, like above his pituitary gland, right at the front of his front bottom of his brain.
What the fuck is that?
Spider, but like with a Y, like spy spider. It looks kind of like a spider, and it used to manage the cybernetics that I used for brainwashing.
Mouth agape. She is shook.
That's why I'm mostly blind in my left eye. Because, taps side of face. It plugged in there.
Do you just still have that metal in there?
Yeah, man.
What, you keeping it?
The things I do for love.
Why don't you fucking swap it with
ghosts?
It would
be a lot of work. Like, hasn't killed me yet, and it sounds like whatever Aletha would be doing to get it out of my head would probably hurt a lot. And if I'm being honest, I'm kind of a bitch.
It would take a lot of time.
That's going to create a nasty infection one day.
The more shit you guys talk about, like being exposed to all this mess beforehand, the more I'm thankful that Ma didn't get me involved.
Jazz hands.
I had such a normal fucking life.
I mean, normal's relative.
No, my normal was normal. Your normal can be relative. Mine was normal.
I mean, what's normal for you versus what's normal for other people?
I guess. I didn't have brain chips.
To be fair, also did not have brain chips.
It's definitely not like a great way to start a life.
Jessica taps the front of her head.
It's okay. Mine's even bigger than his.
I don't feel the need to compare myself like that.
Good for you.
Hey, at least you kept your own muscles. She kind of flexes her arms a little bit.
I didn't.
In mine.
I'm pretty sure my muscles have moose DNA in them.
What?
Hmm.
I thought I was done learning stuff like this.
Nah, that's why my joints hurt.
Fully caught up. I thought I was fully caught up.
That's why my joints hurt in the cold.
Not even close.
Oh my god, I hate this.
I'm sorry. I'm obligated to say this. Make a boy moose go mwah. You're welcome.
Elaine liked that. Make a bald boy moose go mwah.
But the very cute moose. Anyway. So all as this
what the fuck is going on?
Banter.
It's Princess Diaries reference.
It is not appropriate for a queen to jingle. Anyway, how are you guys traveling north? Because you do have a decent amount of travel to do. I will give you an exact. It is about 14 miles.
Is that something we'll just catch up with if we go force-wise?
I mean, you could absolutely just ride horses up there, yeah. That's just, I'm just curious, is that the route we're taking, or is there some other way?
Well, I don't think we're teleporting.
Yeah, and we probably don't leave the sanctum here, so... We either drive it or fly it.
They're in the woods, though, right?
No.
You guys will stand guard on it?
They are in the outskirts of a town.
Oh. Airdrop?
Hello.
I have always wanted to do some paratrooper shit. That was like a big regret, is that I never got the opportunity to do some like proper paratrooper shit.
Are we just making a targeted strike, or are we trying to talk to these people?
No, we're probably going to try to isolate one. I'm going to scan his brain and see how many people he planned to rape once he got out of prison, and then we're going to go from there on how much we kill them. I think we're all assuming
scan and then a targeted strike.
Yeah. I think we're all assuming that the number of how many like babies he wants to eat is pretty high. So I don't think it's likely at all that we'll be pulling a U-turn on this decision.
Okay. And are we taking everyone down there? We've had some people express qualms about killing people recently.
I got no issues with killing a rapist.
Okay.
And I don't think this is the case where there will be a ton of objection, but if anyone does not want to take part, they can help guard.
There's horses to be fed.
And you guys already know I have a bit of a god complex. I'm not up against passing my own judgment here.
You are hilariously self-aware.
That's my worst quality.
All right, so it sounds like we are flying
back
over
to the boat. That does indeed sound like the plan.
Boating.
Okay, well, it would take a little bit of time to convert the boat back from cart mode to boat mode, get the sails up and all that jazz, but you guys would rise up into the night sky in a flying fucking boat. It would get a bit colder up there because it's already chilly and now you got wind blasting on you. But it would be a pretty quick flight to cover the 14 miles between here and the aforementioned town. So, how do you want to do this? Actually, let me back up. Jesse, you tracked these fellas.
I sure did.
Basically the edge of town. The general area that you were getting had them in, around, or near either a motel of some kind or the house adjacent to it. As you fly over, or at least fly nearby, there's a smattering of fires pretty much throughout the town.
Like,
you do see a fairly, not like houses on fire, like...
Like trash fires? Like people trying to stay warm, or...
That.
Okay.
The area that you had had spotted these guys being at. Also, everybody go ahead and hop in a roll 20, because, yeah.
Oh, right.
There, you can see kind of a large bonfire and several smaller fires that look like they might be torches. Around that house and aforementioned motel.
Share that information with the people that make the choices in the group. If we're still in a mind link, then just show them.
Let's look around a little.
You think you could maybe backtrack their paths a little bit and see if you could find somebody that's isolated?
Probably. Would my rote for looking into the past count for this?
I mean, yes, if you're trying to look into the past of this group.
Yes. Right? That's what I'm being asked to do, is to find someone that...
get some more individual tracking of who went where and see if we can find somebody that's by himself or with only one friend.
Can she just do that with life and correspondence?
That's what Lilitha was about to do.
That works.
Cool. Saves me a roll.
Well, I failed my candle check. I'm going to go ahead and light that now.
Yeah, I kind of didn't put out a reminder. Mine has been lit the whole time.
Same. All right, baby dice.
Me. I remember things.
8, 5, 5, 3. That should be 3 successes.
Okay.
And I would have life the life patterns from the mind link. Yeah.
Okay. There's a decent number of life patterns below you, Olathe. In the neighborhood. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's say, can I do? Well, actually, I have the mind link, but I still want to do it for the dramatic effect. Can we? Well, he's going to ask if we can kind of pull the ship, like almost like a little bit of the side view of the city, and then using smoke as the focus, basically lay like a smoke layer out it across it, and light the different points of where people are, highlighting the ones that we're looking for. So it's like a visual, almost like smoky light board of where people are in the cities. Since I'm not actually going, and then just be able to go to person as we go.
Is the music doing that on purpose? Is that, am I hearing things?
Yes.
What are you hearing?
I'm hearing like.
Oh no, that's coming through the background of mine. Sorry.
Oh Jesus, okay. I thought it was the fucking music, and I was like,
I don't think so. If so, I have problems I haven't detected. Okay, let me make sure I understand you here. You're not lighting their locations in real space. You're lighting the locations in the mind link for people to see them.
No, I'm doing it in real space.
So you're doing a forces effect.
I can add forces to it, yes.
Like a augmented reality kind of view, just like a layer of smoke between us and them that's thin enough to see through, but with some light spots.
Yes. Okay, that's not highlight where they are. Space. Like you're not putting a beam of light on each of these people.
No. It is between us and them specifically, so we can see them. Sorry, I never thought of that interpretation of it. That's my bad.
Making sure that that's not what you're doing, because that is something that like is not out of the pale of something you would ask you to do.
That would be honestly much cooler, though. And that might still come up for the drama, especially if Chase is going to try and, you know, play with his god complex.
Okay.
Just these people are lit for judgment.
Of creative area revealing in Fog of War here. All right.
If you needed a different way, that's fine.
Nope.
That was just the first way my brain took to visually show everyone. Also, L, did the noise stop?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
My fireplace.
Honestly. Using, like, haze or fog to make a fucking display to project a HUD on for the whole team. I think that's cool looking.
Okay.
It's kind of similar to what I do with Amelia, but yeah, it felt like it's for some of their focuses.
Roll 20 map, you should be able to see the people in question. And then some.
Interest. Oh, they move.
Yeah, people do that.
No, like the icons are moving.
I know.
That's new.
Oh, have you just been able to make the icons visible to us?
Just with, yeah, by just doing a little circle of reveal area around them.
Oh, okay, so if you move the icon, we should not be able to see it then, right?
Yeah, I'll have to re-highlight it.
Okay. I thought you were, like, really onto something there of making the token itself visible to players without, like, regardless of Fog of War, and was like, oh my god, how did you do that?
You might could do that with layering.
I have no idea, dude, because that was...
It'd be weird to figure out, but it could be possible. But anyway, yeah, so... You can see where these guys are. You can't see too many details about the backgrounds of what you've got. There are a couple of folks here that don't look like they're part of the group. They also don't all look... Some of them look like they've been out here for a bit longer, and there's more of them than you would expect, given they split in half. And some of them decidedly have, like, gear, like stuff that they probably did not acquire over the course of the last, you know, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Jokes on us, they kicked out the guards.
No, the people that got released earlier that were not too dangerous, some of them had friends on the inside and made sure to get ready for them, or at least were findable by them.
Or they could just be people.
They could be, if they didn't tell the town why they were coming or where they came from.
Olathe. Perception alert.
Can I make a roll real quick?
Go ahead.
Can I add matter into this effect to illuminate and like up the forces slightly to illuminate more of the area? And get a better visual of the town and where these people are?
Sure.
And then you wanted some kind of perception check. That is 4 successes. The last one was 5.
Okay.
Let's go baby dice.
Perception alertness. Difficulty... 8 because you're lacking context clues. We're gonna do this before we do the widening the view.
That's fair. Difficulty 8. That one's cocked. So at least 2 successes.
Okay. There is one guy with one of the larger clusters of guys who is unarmed. Looks like he's had the shit kicked out of him sometime recently. And looks to be serving the rest of them. Like, literally.
Can I time entropy check and see which ones are from the settlement we're searching for and which ones aren't? Because, like, that gives me this guy was, like, captured by them vibes.
Sure. And Olathe, you had 5 successes to broaden the view?
4. The last roll was a 5, and my brain spit that number out. It was 9885. The baby dice are hot, apparently.
I have 3 successes on mine.
Okay. In that case...
9885, not 3 successes?
I mean, I'm doing a forces 2.
Oh.
Forces 2 matter 2. I'm looking at... I guess actually it'd be forces 2 matter 1, really. So that should be a diff 5, I believe, unless I'm...
bad.
Okay. You had me being like, oh, maybe I am wrong, shit.
Okay, Jesse.
Yeah.
Looking back through a little bit of wibbly-wobbly-timey-wimey, you determine that about half of these guys have been here for a while. Probably a couple of months, and have been, kind of periodically preying on the town around them. And the others arrived and joined their friends when they got out of hack. Dude in question got grabbed. Was hit the 3 people you can see that don't look like they're part of this group were here before the prison group got here. But they seem to have basically just merged into one contiguous group at this point.
Okay.
You get a little bit of a glimpse of how these 2 men and 1 woman are treated. And it's quite unpleasant.
Okay, so we get them. Go pull up a gratata on these people.
Can we get markers on the 3 that are... those ones.
All right, watch for pings. Or here, I'll just do the...
You could put status effects on them.
Yeah, like just a marker. And it'll stay over it should stay over their head then. Because especially once stuff starts moving, I don't want to lose track and position wrong.
I remember how to do that. Oh, yeah. I forgot all about the status effects. Thank you, my love.
Anytime.
Okay.
Colorful dots are your friend.
Yeah.
It's fucking true. I should see my sheet music from school.
Me too, especially at birthday bash.
Every pixel in your computer screen is just a colorful dot. And that's where we are.
All of my favorite people are usually colorful dots.
The folks with red dots are hostages, essentially.
Put the red dot side on the hostages?
Yeah, you know, like the...
Remember no Russian.
I was about to say, remember no Russian. We're doing this Beslan school massacre style. Let's go.
Ooh.
They can't have at least
you could have done it nice and had it be the CIA. Damn,
they can't have child hostages if you kill all the child hostages.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, not me, FSB. All right. So, what doing, squad?
We're fucking killing those guys.
Tactical strikes.
Yeah,
probably led by Jessica and Chase and Astoria.
Again, not me.
All right.
Plan. I will say this real quick, just for point of reference. I don't have dynamic lighting because I haven't paid for that. I probably will eventually. But it is zero dark 30. Where there's fire, there's light. Like, it's light inside that clubhouse because they've got candles and lanterns and shit. Torches and bonfires and shit. But in general, it is dark o'clock out here.
What is today's date?
It is the 22nd.
It is quite bright out. It is almost a full moon.
Okay.
Hell yeah, brother.
Doors. Is this where the door to this place is? Is that the only door?
Yeah, right.
It looks like door, and then these are windows, presumably.
Yeah, that's correct. What I'm thinking,
that
too.
Is, this is a
door. There's a door there, then.
That's what I was wondering. Is that a second door outside?
Oh. Actually, what's the weather?
Garage.
Mildly overcast, but not like... Like, there's clouds in the sky, but it's not a lot.
So, it's not nothing I can't fix. Super bright, then.
Yeah, well, it's guess a balmy chilliness out here.
I should clear some clouds?
No, we don't want the clouds. If we come in dark, they won't be able to see us. We can see in the dark, but if they can't, then that gives us a significant advantage.
Well, I think if most of you can work on the group around that campfire, a little matter magic, and I think we can keep the group in the house down here pinned up, and I can handle that if need be.
See, I was thinking we would just open with collapsing that house.
We could.
There's nobody inside the house. No innocents inside the house.
We're just trying to steal one person right now, right? Or am I...
We were attempting at the start to do that, if the situation permitted. To determine if these guys are going to be turbo evil or not. And it looks like in the 12 hours of freedom that they've had, they've already managed to acquire slaves, so we've decided that it's not worth trying to do the mind magic to determine their fate. We were going to snatch one and check him to see if they're turbo evil, but they found slaves already, so we didn't need to.
But we need to rescue slaves, yes?
Yes. Yes. That's why the building that has four of them, we're quite confident there's no one else in there, yes?
Doesn't appear to be. Unless they're concealing themselves.
So, if we just collapse that, that handles them. And...
Can we do an idiot check?
Mm-hmm.
Can we check for mages?
Ben, Aletha's gonna add Prime into her. I believe Prime
That's
would
a
be
good
the right
idiot check. Realistically, there's probably not gonna be mages that are recent prison escapees because they would have escaped by now, but
River is definitely getting involved in that one.
I've had worse luck.
Rolled a 10, 3 ones. I'm not even re-rolling the 10. I'm just pulling in River.
It is, in fact, cloudy, correct?
Okay.
A little overcast.
All right. 6 successes of Prime. 1 okay. Vision added.
No sign of any mages immediately in the vicinity, no.
That one whiplashed back card.
Anyone with any additional quintessence that might indicate something else?
Yeah, we got any wares over there?
Nope.
Okay. Idiot check complete. Better good to catch. Know before we start taking things down.
Yeah, no, good catch.
Astoria, have I ever told you how thankful I am for you and your brain?
No, I don't think so.
I'm telling you right now, I'm very thankful for you and your brain.
Thank you. It keeps me alive.
Yeah.
Tiernan will be asking Nina, one of his allies, to watch over us. She has specifically the life and correspondence to, you know, see through some, or like put a viewpoint on Tiernan's shoulder or something to that effect. And then she has the correspondence and forces to drop lightning bolts if that decides it's needed.
Does she just activate body cam?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask her to anyway. The other two are gonna focus on not crashing a ship. I think it sounds like we're skydiving, yeah. Doesn't it?
Yes.
And I'm Jesse. Free falling. What?
I do want to point out there is a nice group of them there around that fire as well.
Oh my god! Wow.
Do you want to have a
what I could do with that?
I wonder what you could do with that.
Three successes for body cam.
If we're going to collapse the house, though, I at the very least want to focus on this one in here. Hopefully before anything happens to that person.
Okay, now before I do this, how big of a fire are we talking? Like, I see how big of a fire do you want is the question. I recognize
there is a person next to it.
Controlled. Directed okay. to them, not just okay. a 200-foot tower of flame.
Point of order. What that? Is that like subway stairs? Or is it like a bus bench?
I think it's a bus bench, actually.
Just before you're like, oh yeah, by the way, he runs downstairs and collects 30 more goons.
Surprise, motherfucker.
You couldn't see him because they were under 3 feet of concrete, and that's enough to block magical vision.
Now correspondence, baby!
Yeah, but you didn't say you look under the concrete.
Technicality,
I kind of assumed that was a thing to a second floor, but...
Okay. It might actually be stairs to the second floor of the hotel. That might be what that is.
Oh, God. Should we look down there?
I'd rather it be a bus bench.
But
outside the hotel.
That looks like stairs also, if that's the case.
I'm going to go ahead and y'all already know that there's not anybody on the second floor of the hotel.
Okay, amazing.
Is this stairs too? Like this right here?
Oh, God.
Yes. There's nobody in the. There's nobody in that house currently.
Okay. Cool. So we collect. Are we doing this simultaneously? I'm setting everybody but the good guy on fire, and you guys are collapsing the house.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Division of labor in that case. That's what, four of us, I think, that are happy little pyromancers.
Oh, is it?
I can add to a fire.
It's at least me and you and Tiernan and Jessica.
I don't know why I assumed Jessica was going to be like breaking the house down.
I assume they're being used to maintain flight, but in a pinch, all three of the allies are forces to life too for anyone's general needs.
We should have this covered.
And I think I'm going to be removing this man. Paradox be damned.
You can fly down with Taryn.
Okay. Hang on.
I think putting him 200 foot in the air and letting him fall will deal with the problem as well.
That probably would work. I was actually going to suggest putting him in the house right before we collapse it, but however works. I'm glad we're back to him, because I'd been wanting to say something about that guy for a while.
Which one?
The one in here that... I was saying this one in here. Olathe is concerned about the one actively in with the person, and... Probably a little concerned as to what might be going on in there.
You should be.
Yeah, that's why Olathe wants to be the one to deal with that one.
Yeah, so let's get it moving then. You're going to teleport him to somewhere he can't be alive, whether that be... send him to the fucking moon, honestly.
I was about to say, send him to hell.
I'm going to give him time to understand the gravity of the situation and let it catch up to him.
I also think that's like a story.
Yeah, Jesse starts giggling too.
I got that one.
Or mine. I could probably send him to hell, but...
That's a problem.
I should start doing that to people.
You should not.
I should start just actually sending people to hell.
There are other issues with that.
Oh, this is that god complex you were talking about.
Some of these people deserve it. Never mind. All right, let's go. Jessica, you and I are probably the finesse experts for the forces stuff. Maybe we focus on keeping the flames away from our hopefully soon to be rescued hostage, while Tiernan and Jesse focus on making as much fire as they can. And we get that one started. Wait. Because then if Olathe is going to be doing the teleporting, that leaves just Astoria for the house?
That's all we'll need.
You sure you got it?
Because
I can come over and help you, and we can do 2-3-1 instead of 4-2-1.
I've got Terran.
4-1-1. Okay.
Heard my name. What's up?
Teleporting, or not teleporting, transforming into something smaller than you is more difficult, correct?
Correct.
Transforming into something that is larger than you, is that also more difficult, or is that slightly easier?
It is also more difficult. There is a sliding scale. In the rules.
It's based on the difference between your original size.
Correct.
Okay.
I will remind that you also have access to the Sanctum's help.
I do.
The examples that I used is basically if you're trying to be a bear or a big bird, it's like an 8. If you're trying to be like a tiger shark or a large beetle, it's a 9. And getting more ridiculous than that, like a butterfly or a blue whale, you're into Diff 10 territory.
A beautiful little butterfly.
I have an idea.
I'm so excited.
And that idea is 2 murder birds. To go blend that house.
And scare the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, of course.
Terrorize.
As they deserve.
As they deserve.
That works. If you want to handle the house, I believe in you.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
It's for humans.
See, we've all got a little bit of that god complex.
They don't even have guns anymore, so...
I ain't got a god complex.
Maybe you should get one.
If they stick around, I think you'll get one. They seem to be going around.
All right. With trauma.
So, let's do this before whatever's happening in that apartment happens to that lady.
All right. If anyone else objects, I'll roll first.
Yep. Save the lady.
All right. Ben, I'm going to throw a willpower into Quint at this. And River at this. That's much better. 10, 7, 6, 7, 4 puts me at 6 successes. To teleport this fucker as high up as I can.
Okay.
He is going to specifically go splat directly into this nice little parking lot. Because I don't want any chance of him drifting into a pool or anything. But given 6 successes, I'm pretty sure he's high enough up that there's no defying terminal velocity.
Yeah. Go ahead and take your paradox.
Yep. And that will put me up to 4.
Old buddy gets a few hundred feet up and pretty quickly begins dropping like a rock.
Does he scream?
Oh, he's screaming. It's also going to take him a few seconds to hit the goddamn ground.
I'm going to say at 6 successes, he might be in the stratosphere.
Jesse's going to take a deep breath and say, I love the sound of justice in the morning.
No.
Honestly, 6 successes, yeah, he's probably falling from about 40,000 feet.
That man is going to be screaming for a while, and it's going to be several turns before he returns.
A few minutes to hit the ground.
I don't think he's going to be screaming at all. He's not going to have any air.
But who is screaming is the person that just watched someone get blipped out of existence in front of her eyes.
Use your words.
I'm going to need everybody to roll for initiative.
Would I have been able to do my transformation prep before Aletha did that?
Yeah, I'm assuming everyone was doing their rolls together.
Yeah, but then we said but first a few too many times for Aletha.
Okay.
The prep rolls... I probably should have allowed y'all to go ahead and do. But prep rolls versus like your actual thing rolls, y'all were doing her first.
Yeah, I assumed everything was kind of going, but that was the, I'm setting this off here, so.
Yes, which is, you have done.
Yeah.
Put a dead marker on this guy because he is effectively dead.
Cool. Appreciate it.
He even knows it. It hasn't happened, but he knows it. He knows he's dead.
Give him time to get good with his little god.
He's exceedingly confused as to how and why, but you know.
Good. Die confused and scared.
But he knows he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Confused and scared, motherfucker. So you wanted us to do prep rolls before that? Do we, or is that counting as like my basic prep roll?
Okay.
It's fine. You don't need to backtrack. I'll just do it on my turn.
Everybody can take a prep roll that occurred prior to Aletha setting everything off.
Oh, you bastard. Bluetooth keyboard doesn't like me.
We're also not particularly on the ground yet, right?
Correct.
We're going to go ahead and re-roll that with the magic of Samson.
It's nice, isn't it?
That is going to be 4 successes for Chase to provide some, more or less just a slow fall spell on himself and Samson.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can jump overboard if need be.
Tiernan is going to prep roll by using Entropy 3, I think, to... stay the execution of innocence by our own deterministic morality in this case.
Mm-hmm.
I.e., I'm walking over to find a box of nails also. Great. If that was diff 3, I zero out. Or if it was diff 4, I zero out.
Elaborate on what he was doing, because it sounds really similar to what I was going to have Jesse do.
And also, you're in a sanctum.
Yep, I would be working at diff 5. Hmm. And my role is in roll 20.
I don't know if River's allowed to help with that or not.
I repeat, elaborate what you were doing, because it sounds like it might have been what Jesse was also trying to do. And
blessing self or the group, if allowed, to not hurt innocents.
Yes. Okay. That is literally
setting.
That was what Jesse was wanting to do, especially because she's about to light a fire and one person around that fire is supposed to not get hit by it. I have 3 successes. And I, if possible, would like to do that with Tiernan so it can also apply to Tiernan. And I guess however many people we can...
Okay, hold on. If you're doing that with Tiernan, Tiernan botched.
Tiernan botched?
That's a zero.
I thought he zeroed out.
Or he zeroed out.
Yeah.
Rather, excuse me.
Which is less bad.
Yeah.
He still likes Paradox about it.
Yep, I'm at 4.
Oh, well, then I don't want to do it with Tiernan. I was under the impression that if he had zeroed out, it was like that. I kind of thought that it would be fine to pair up with him and that might even negate the paradox. But if that is not the case, then not Jesse will do it on her own.
Yeah, that's unfortunately not how cooperative casting works.
That is okay. For the flavor of it, Jesse is going to... similarly to how she did the like hyping up magic with time to like speed herself up, she's gonna do something similar to that. And she's gonna like jump up and down and like slap her cheeks a couple times and go, "Focus, bitch, focus."
Amazing. And unlike previous encounters, I remember to do some pre-rolls for fucking initiative.
Hey, look at you. Huh? Do we need to throw ourselves on the board for you to add us to the thing?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm just going to drop Aletha there then, and you can move her wherever you feel the need to.
I realize that being Terran is not actually what makes Terran Terran, and I do not have the attributes to do that. So I'm just going to give myself wings and then go down with Terran and shoot with my bow, which is the effective way to do that.
Yeah. That
makes sense.
I was wondering where you were going to get the celerity from.
Yeah.
I don't have time. Yeah, I came to that realization. I was like, oh, that was a good idea. No, it wasn't.
It is.
You just don't quite have the stuff for it.
Yeah, I've got 3 successes for wings. I want them to be, like, spooky and, like, sharp like Terrans, though.
Okay.
I love that was also my idea.
Okay, that one. There was...